You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Betty Bowman, suffering from severe diarrhea, admitted to the hospital. 4 days later, she dies. Her husband, Connor Bowman, a doctor with poison control, asks hospital staff how thorough their autopsy toxicology screening is. Investigators then find Bowman used his work computer to calculate, based on Betty's weight, a lethal dose of gout medication, colchicine.
Nancy, cops first began looking into Betty's death when Connor Bowman used his medical credentials to access the information from her hospital stay. A friend of Betty's also expressed concern, reporting she had been considering divorce after her husband's infidelity. Bowman also stood to receive a $500,000 life insurance payment if Betty died, a similar amount to his debt from medical school.
Testing reveals Betty's cause of death is indeed colchicine toxicity. Connor Bowman, just 30 years old, now charged with murder. I guess they didn't teach him D-I-V-O-R-C-E in med school. The stakes were high on this police chase. A loose cow ends up in a Colorado neighborhood, his owners and cops hot on his tail. The cow runs through yards, slips between cars, bolts down the street with a posse behind him trying to rope him in. Officers finally corral the cow on the neighborhood playground. He's safely loaded into a trailer for the trip home. In a Facebook post about the call, the sheriff's office wrote, "We didn't want to butcher the slow speed chase, but that cow was really moving." Their words, not mine. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following the discovery of a 5-year-old boy's body in a Wisconsin dumpster, a 15-year-old boy and a 27-year-old man have now been charged with first-degree intentional homicide. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
We're now learning that the young boy, Prince McCree, shared a house in Milwaukee with the two suspects. According to local news sources, McCree's remains were discovered October 26th, one day after he was first reported missing. In addition to the murder accusation, the two are accused of concealing a corpse and abusing a child physically to the point of death. Three charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety are also against the 15-year-old. The teenager faced his charges in adult court. Both could receive life sentences if found guilty of all charges. Both suspects were apprehended last week.
The 5-year-old's exact cause of death has not been disclosed by authorities. Vermont State Police say that a 14-year-old boy has been taken into custody in connection with the deadly shooting of another adolescent in Bristol. A second 14-year-old boy was hit by a bullet from the gun that the Burlington teen was carrying while in the backseat of a car parked outside a Bristol home. Police have named the victim as Madden Govea. The teen suspect has since been arraigned. The exact nature of the charges has not yet been made public. Detectives have withheld any additional information. Authorities in Georgia are reporting that 5 more suspects are still being sought after 11 people were arrested on a range of offenses related to the online solicitation of minors for sex. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to the Forsyth County Sheriff's Department, one of the people detained was a 33-year-old Lawrenceville man who purported to be a missionary from Guatemala selling Bibles. In 2014, another suspect, a Lilburn-based defendant, was found guilty in Florida of luring a minor online into engaging in sexual activity. The Forsyth Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the Alpharetta Police, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security all participated in the 3-day operation that resulted in the arrests. This according to a statement from the Sheriff's Office.
Officials say that in 2019, 24 people were arrested as a result of a similar investigation. All of them entered guilty pleas or were convicted.
Lena Kill, 3, loves to play with other children in the neighborhood. Her mom bundles her up, takes her to the playground in their San Antonio apartment building. Other families are there. Lena takes off with the other children. Mom has a brief conversation with another family. When she looks for Lena, Lena's gone. An extensive search ensues. Amber alerts go out statewide. No sign of Lena. Her 5th birthday has come and gone. Her family desperate. Dad, Riaz Kill, tells the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, "Lena, you are in our hearts. We have not forgotten you. We will do everything we can to find you." If you have info on Lena Keel's disappearance, contact San Antonio PD 210-207-7273. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.